View hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bob. Good morning, 7:05. What day is today? October the 13th?
Wow.
Hey, our phone lines here is 530-605-4567, and we are rocking at KCNR1460.com, streaming everywhere in the world, except a little spot called Podunk, Wyoming, where there is no coverage of anything except the wind. Yeah, we have an antelope. Hey, get in our chat pack here. Just jump into the KCNR1460.com and jump into our chat pack. And Sharon up early, and Indie Guy, and others are in there.
Good morning.
Yeah, and speaking of good morning, there's Bad Bob with 12 gallons of coffee right there.
Welcome back. Well. With
you
all,
miss me, Bad Bob. Here's a big chance. Big chance to excel.
Your presence was missed. Your dynamic presence was missed.
Ooh, wow!
But we do want to thank Mark Kent, and we want to thank Trish Clark and all their guests for coming on.
RC and Selma brings in Beverly D'Angelo of the, you know, of the
you
vacation
have to listen
movie.
To that playback.
I'm going to, because I understand it was the famous condom show.
So, somebody did call me about that, by the way.
You know, the thing is, when you get Trish and RC together, you're just never sure what's going to come out. So, you know, I understand that your hand hovered over the
nuke option there.
The delay button there. But you know what? RC has been on here several times, and Every time you think, oh, here it comes, he doesn't. He doesn't do that. What we end up doing is having a host just out of the blue saying something that you know, and it's too late. It goes out over the air because we're. Did they really say that? But speaking of really saying that, here she is.
Really saying.
You know, you're looking great today.
Well, you've missed me.
I have missed you.
You know, it's only so much time you can roll around and have the grass in your face, and you know.
I tell you what.
So who showed more enthusiasm, Linda or Snooki?
Oh, Linda far outshone.
Yeah, Snooki really pinned you down hard this morning.
Yeah, that's right. It was like last night. It was like, hey, you left me for 4 days. It was here. I'm going to chew on this bone, and I'm not. I'm just going to kind of ignore you. I had to do? I had to take the bone and put it up next to me so she would come over and lick me.
She's playing hard to get. Today, we're looking at 59 degrees right now. If you're just tuning in, good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're back in the saddle. It feels good. We've got a lot going on. Today, we're going to have, looks like we're going to be a sunny day with around high. Our temperature is going to get into about 84. Tonight, around 57. Coming up in a little bit, we are really excited. We have a very special phone call coming in. This is going to be Johnny Cash's only son, first of all, has written a fabulous new book that he is releasing. He's going to be talking about it this morning, John Carter Cash, to discuss, of course, the release of his new book and loving family tribute called House of Cash, The Life and Legacy and Archives of the Men in Black. So that should be really interesting. Also, I probably heard it during the news, but if you're just tuning on now, I'm just going to really talk about this in the next 2 days because it's going to be a lot of fun. If you don't care to be out on Halloween night, don't care to get involved with all that, but you feel like dressing in a costume and being part of something that's festive and fun, the 15th, that's this Saturday, we'll be out at in Salmo's from 6 to 9. It'll be my quartet. But it's a Renaissance, medieval, come Lord, ladies. I think you're even going to dress as one of the Musketeers.
I'm dressing as...
You're dressing.
I'm dressing as Artois.
When you decide
I'm going
to
be Artois. As opposed to D'Artagnan, I'm going to be Artois.
And I hope it's not too hot, because I have this outfit that Karen's put together that's, you know, the silver lamé with the fur on the collar, and it's like the castle clothing. So it's going to be funny to sing jazz, you know, with this. But it'll be a lot of fun, and if you wear a costume... You'll be selected to be in. They give fabulous prizes when they do this kind of thing, which like overnight
you'll
stay.
You'll be automatically in the running.
In
for
the
prizes.
Running. So that's this. You're coming, aren't you, Bob?
Matter of fact, bringing my yes. I almost let a kitty out of the bag.
Okay, don't do that. We just because in case we can't recognize you. Hey, I tell you what, we gotta take a break. But before that, we're back and we're back with our Wells Fargo advisor for the Market Minute, Chris Sondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, we're a little over 40 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points at 11,418. The S&P 500 down 12 points at 1195, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 7 points at 2598. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 139 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 30 cents at 627. Ford is down 16 cents at 1121. Pfizer down 3 cents at 1878, while Sprint Nextel is up 3 cents at $2.60. Stocks of local interest, PG&E down 18 cents at $41.64, Safeway's up 71 cents at $18.69, and North Valley Bank is down 49 cents at $9.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.15%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down $2.40 a barrel at $83.17, and precious metals are lower with gold down $20.40 an ounce at $16.56.29. Silver's down 94 cents at $31.61. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Chris and Wells Fargo is with us at 7:10, 8:10, and at 9:06 in the morning and again in the afternoon.
So stay tuned because you never know what's going to happen in an hour.
Yeah, we've got some things happening. You know what? We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, the debit fees. We got John Carter Cash calling in. We're going
to
be talking about
what happened in
unemployment.
Seal Beach?
We're going to talk about what happened. This tragedy in Seal Beach, and it makes it even harder because I know people in Seal Beach. I've been at Seal Beach many times. We're going to have Wings of Angels on today. Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen will be here. We've got a full day,
and we have
as
some more
usual.
Tommy Dorsey tickets
and
to give
more
away.
Tickets to give away. Carl Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:14 in the morning, October the 13th. We got weather out there. It's going to get in the 80s today. You know, you've been without for a few days. I've had the opportunity to release aggressions by shooting numerous times out in Wyoming. But here's one for you. I had to listen to my son-in-law, who's a U.S. Marshal, for an hour and a half on the way up because he stopped in to get money at Wells Fargo Bank.
Oh, boy.
And they gave him a receipt that said, by the way, we've just added $3 to your monthly bill per card because you're using a debit card. Well, for my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal, of course, and he's kind of a quiet kind of guy who gets big quick when the action starts. But he's right. What is this? And I know probably people have been, you know, we've been talking about it, but this one is really it. They are taking your money. Bank of America started it. And then some of the larger banks came in. Now, these are the banks, my friends, that got the billions and billions and billions of dollars in bailouts. And how did that trickle down? How's that working for you? I'll tell you. Disabled veterans getting kicked out of their homes. That's how it works. Because guess what? Banks don't care. Oh, we're really sorry. Banks don't care. We're going to take the money because they put restrictions on the banks from doing the things they were doing that got us into this. Well, let's just take it out on the people. You know, Obama talks about, make the rich people pay. Make them pay more. Well, the banks and the people running the banks who are making, I bet you they're making, what, millions of dollars a year? They have to be. The CEOs of Bank of America and all these, they're making all this big bucks, right? So what do? They stick a $3 debit card fee or a $5 debit card fee on the people that use it. Remember when they encouraged you, they pushed it. No, use the debit card. We don't want you writing checks because that just takes up more time. We don't want you coming in to get money from the teller because we have to pay a teller. So here, use your debit card. Use your debit card. Oh, now we're going to charge you for the debit card. Does anybody see anything wrong with this? Does anybody see what they are doing? You know what? People marched. Occupy Reading, 74 people. Marched, and they marched to the banks. Hey, good on you. The fact is that, you know, do I believe the corporations are Satan? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Without business, and I tell you what business is, most of the businesses in this country are small businesses, just like right here, just like your neighbors, just like the ones in town. But when you see things like this that you have no choice, and they do these, and they put fees. You know what it is? It's a tax. It's a tax. So you've got a choice, my friends. Then, you know what I would do if I was at Bank of America? If I was at Bank of America.
What would you do?
I would.
Was I supposed to come in there?
No, I was just, you know, getting ready to finish up here.
Go ahead.
I'd write him a nasty note. No. I'd send him a telegram. The telegram would say, you know, well, what I would do is I would take a look at your local banks. Look at your local banks. Look at, you know, Reading Bank of Commerce, Five Star Bank, North Valley Bank. Are they charging for debit cards? Probably not. So, you know, I'm not agreeing with everything that's Occupy Reading or Occupy New York. This thing about Occupy New York or Wall Street, this is costing New York millions of dollars. It costs like $1 million a day in police overtime. And you ask people, what do they want? I want all schools should be free. All college should be free. Well, who's going to pay for it? Well, I don't know, but all college should be free. Well, all right. But if it's all college is going to be free, how's that going to work?
Let's go to the phones. Coach, what's your weigh in on that? How are you today?
Good morning.
You're live on the air.
You're live in the air, Coach.
Good. I didn't hear you when you first came on. Yeah. Good morning back. Glad you're back. Boy, am I glad you're back. quite a rant for guys just been out shooting things. I'm a little worried about you.
That's okay.
Last time you ranted about things, I was going to call in. I wanted to tell you this little story. It's very brief. My ex-wife of many years, worked for over 20 years for Wells Fargo. I remember the day they put the first ATM in. And the whole deal was, as you stated, by using the ATM outside, it'll save money on the inside, and we can get rid of a job, which they did. They got rid of a teller for every ATM they put in because people could use them, and it didn't cost human labor, of course. Well, over the course of all of those years, and this is quite a few years they've had them, it's been a planned event. Well, we're going to now start charging when you use them at the bank. We're going to start charging if you use them at a different bank. It's just a progression of stuff. It's all a planned event that they have mapped out over a period of time, just like planned obsolescence of a refrigerator, for crying out loud. They will come up with a new thing. You know, a refrigerator will last 20, 25 years, but yeah, they can't get a buy-in one after 10 because they humble you into having to have the latest thing. Well, it's the same kind of thing, only they're costing us money. And I recommended to somebody just the other day, said, well, I've been with B of A for 35 years. I said, so what? You're not married. You don't have a contract. Why are you staying with somebody that's screwing you like this?
And cheating on you.
Years?
They're cheating on you, bad
yes,
Coach
they
Bob. They're
yes,
cheating
they
on you.
Take your money to an independent local one.
Yes.
And that's the only way you can fight with your feet and with your wallet.
That's it. You know, it's the only thing to listen to. But you know what? You know what the difference between the banking industry and our country's government is?
Not much as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
go ahead.
You just laid it out. The banking industry and, you know, and the corporations have a 10-year plan. Our government has a year plan, maybe.
Yes.
There's your big difference, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Coach Bob, we've got to run.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
We're
thanks for listening.
We're going to take a break. Hopefully we're going to get that call coming in from the back end. Scheduled. Never know between New York New York and California time. But we are happy to be here this morning. It's currently 57 degrees. And
we're back.
KCNR 1460.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Love this Eurythmic
7:23 in the morning.
So hey,
October
you know,
the 13th. Wait, I've got a couple more rants here.
Right,
okay, no. Go on, you first.
Well, let's go back. I want to rant with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Carl and the Bot, we're back, and we are so happy to be here.
So today we wake up and we hear about this slaughter
In Seal Beach.
In Seal Beach of people in a beauty salon. Okay, so it could be you or me. Anybody could be. Seal Beach is not. It's probably the place you would least expect. It's like a honey. It's a nice scale. It's a beach community. It's peaceful.
It's got a downtown. It's got one downtown street when you get into Seal Beach. And the people there, I mean, everybody, you see all the same people all the time. It's kind of like, it's like the size of the street, like, say, from the yogurt place, you know, there on California, mm-hmm. and, you know, Spoon Me or whatever that mm-hmm. is. Probably from there to the end of the street where the motorcycle shop is. And then on the other side, and then you've got the beach there. And, you know, of course you got those side streets, but that's the main, that's about the main drag in Seal Beach.
Six people died. Three were wounded, but they're not sure.
Well, they had eight people killed there. Guy walks in who's having problems with his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Goes in and he starts shooting.
Just goes
kills,
and just wipes
kills
out.
Eight people.
I mean, you could, like I said, okay, I'm going to go have a pedicure.
You know, it's not in. Don't take guns away from everybody. No, absolutely not. But here's some, you know, it's just a tragedy because we see this. We know the area down there. And frankly, I don't know who was shot. It could be some people I know. But again, another tragedy like this. It'll be interesting to see who this guy is. And I mean, they've caught him.
Curious to know if the owner of the shop had, was a, or somebody there carried or owned or just like so far out of their minds.
Why, and I'll tell you why they didn't. I'll tell you, and we're not getting this into everybody carries a concealed weapon, but I will bet you that nobody in that whole area has a concealed weapon because it's Southern California. It's in that area. It's, you know, Los Angeles and along the coast there, and there is no concealed carry. So somebody that walks into a place with a weapon is going to be the only person in there with a weapon, unless a business has a weapon in the business, which I'm not sure. But nobody, no, of course not, because nobody's given the right to carry a concealed weapon down there. It's considered too dangerous. Okay.
Just a horrific. Wow.
Yeah, it was. Hey, okay. Okay, we're drawing the line between that one and this next story.
Okay, next.
Okay, Democrats had a dine-in last night down here at the atrium. They had Jim Reed was down there. Jim, of course, is running against Wally Herger again. And on the page, it shows a number of people. Of course, our good friend Judy Salter was there. And Frank Treadway, another good friend of ours, was the one that put it on. We'll be having Jim on here soon. As everybody starts, bringing on the candidates. This year, 2012, is going to be a huge, huge election year. Districts are changing. A lot of people are throwing their hats in the ring. We may have to start giving out numbers. We're going to put a number out there, where you can take a number.
Yeah.
So people can be on the show.
We need to really have, when the redistricting maps come out, we need to have them here. So don't, and on the website, do not be confused. What is your district? Because ours is changing. The number of our district is changing.
Yeah, and we have new people that are going to be running. Got Rick Bassetti, you got Logue, you got all these other guys.
Here's a little statistic for you. More than 26,000 of Shasta County's 91,420 voters are registered Democrats, according to county voter data. Republicans account for nearly 49% of the county voters of nearly 45,000 people. So, you look at the front page and you think, wow, that's really a great turnout. Why
150 people.
I haven't seen that kind of turnout for...
Well, they might have been tired because they were marching. A lot of them were probably marching Occupy Redding, too. and they said also the Republicans had had one last Saturday. And they had about the same amount, Well, what it is really, you've got your hardcore in there. People like Frank Treadway. Frank's hardcore. And then you've got people like Brenda Haynes and he's not
happy with the way things are going.
Well, you've got your hardcore people right. That everybody, that kind of rally, they're the ones that rally the troops and they get the people out there. So, and with the election coming up, I tell you why this is a big election. Oh, this is whether Obama gets another 4 years. And what that does is everybody else is going to jump in on this. You've got people running for the assembly, people challenging on the Senate. You've got Herger being challenged. We've got city council and the board of supervisors. There are some big things going on this year. And we're going to be right in the middle of it, my friends, right in the middle of it. And we love it like that.
Something I heard, and I just want, hopefully, a chat packer or somebody will call in and clarify this for me because this made my skin crawl. Who was the guy that bilked people for billions of dollars?
Madoff.
Who was Milken? Was there Milken?
Yeah, wasn't he from around here, Milken?
Yeah, Milken.
Oh, Milken, yeah.
Okay, so he today, from what I heard, of course I was in and out at the Beverly Hilton, is receiving an award.
Oh, no, he's not from here. But there was a Milken, though, right?
Yeah, who is known for bilking people out of millions, and so now he's getting some kind of award. It's kind of like the thing that makes me feel like that is like after Michael Vick, the comparison to me is like after what Michael Vick did, and then he gets to be the hero on the ball field again. So, do you give people a second chance, or do they live in the shun, on another planet in Shunville for the rest of their lives?
Well, if a person is truly, if they are truly come back and they truly rehabilitated themselves, yes, of course they get a second chance. We all have. I mean, nobody's perfect. Hey, we got to take a break and we come back. I believe Wings of Angels is here. We're going to be talking about that in a fundraiser they have this Saturday. But we're back. We're so happy we're back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:30 on the morning, October the 13th. I don't know how hot it is because Bob won't tell me.
It's KCNR 1460.
the Fox Business Network. Wall Street starting off the day in the red. Disappointing earnings from J.P. Morgan weighing on the markets. Plus, soft economic data out of China also taking a toll as it heightens concerns about a slowing global economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 105 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, but jobless claims remain above that 400,000 level, a sign the labor market remains weak. 404,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits. That's down slightly from the prior week and lower than the estimate. Claims have historically dropped near the 300,000 mark in periods of rapid economic growth. And the trade deficit narrowed slightly in August. It came in at $45.61 billion. That's the lowest gap in 4 months, but still below Wall Street's estimates. And the gap with China hit a record high. A higher deficit acts as a drag on economic growth because it means fewer jobs for American workers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is. Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
It's a big event, Mike.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Vaught. October the 13th, I think it's 58 degrees downtown. 605-4567 is our phone number, and the chat pack's back, and they're in there going for it on KCNR1460.com as we stream throughout the world, except for a little spot and a dip in outside Rawlins, Wyoming, and a little place called Hannah, Wyoming. And then I'm in a little dip trying to get a stream. And the only stream there is running over you my feet need, and as I was crawling good. Through the woods or crawling through the prairie.
Good. You don't need any electronic stuff out there.
I didn't. You know what? I did not look good. At a computer.
Good.
From Friday on until I got back into New Mexico.
Carl, I'd like to step in at this moment before we go into our guest. On Friday, the power of community radio was fully revealed down at the Reading Convention Center. The volunteers who had signed up to put up the wall display, for whatever reason, weather or scheduling or whatever, did not show up in sufficient numbers. And the thing was not going to happen. We put out the call on the air, and several of our chat packers and other KCNR listeners literally dropped what they were doing, showed up down there, and the wall happened. There's the power of community radio.
Well, thank you so much. You know what? Thank you so much, people of Reading.
At least 30 volunteers, according to Angel, on the chat pack.
You know what, Angel? Thank you. Thank everybody that did that. You know, what can we say?
I was proud.
Well, we should be proud, because we're proud of this town. We're proud of this North State in the Shasta County. You know, we may berate a lot of the politicians. We'll continue to do that because they're idiots. They are idiots. But the people, it's the people that make California and Northern California great. And here's one of them sitting in the station with us right
That's
now.
That's right. We have Donna Ariza, right?
Ariza.
And Donna, you know, we go back sometime, and when I see you, I always see this. I feel this woman of love. You have a wonderful story that you have shared with many of us, and through your trials and tribulations in life, you move with the Wings of Angels and the 10th annual Spaghetti Feed that you put on every year, and this organization, this 15th, that's this Saturday, the proceeds are going to go towards what? Tell us about Wings of Angels. If nobody has heard of Wings of Angels, how it started, how it affected your life, and what Saturday night means.
Well, Wings of Angels actually started as just a thought. Almost 11 years ago, our family sitting in the bone marrow unit at UCSF, we saw the needs of families that were down there, and we thought, talking to Alyssa at the time, who was 8 years old, we said, we want to build a foundation. We want you to be able to help other children like this. And it all started from that. And when Alyssa didn't make it, we knew that it was something that we had to follow through on. And we wanted to create a foundation that would help families in ways that insurances and other things don't. You know, and a lot of people throughout our journey over the 15 years that we've actually been going through this journey, you have a lot of people that will say, well, insurance pays for this and insurance pays for that. But insurance doesn't pay for your drives back and forth to San Francisco when you're going 3 and 4 and sometimes 5 times a month. It doesn't pay for your food. It doesn't pay for your lodging while you're there. And so we decided that we wanted to help in that way. Dan and I and our family, we were very lucky in the respect that I work for the city of Reading. I still do. And when we were going through this ordeal with our daughter, I was off work for a total of almost 2 years. And my coworkers donated their vacation time to me so I could be with my daughter. And you're just talking about the power of this community, and that's part of it right there. And that's where the dream came. And since then...
Your fellow workers at Reading, they gave up their vacation time to you so you could...
I could be with my daughter. And, you know, when you're sitting in a hospital room 200 and some odd miles away, and you're talking to other families, and they're losing their homes, their families are separating because of the stress, there's so many things that go on. And I would tell them what was going on with our family, and they were saying, oh, my gosh, if you lived in a city like this, you'd fall through the cracks. People wouldn't know. People wouldn't care. And so to live here and to have that happen to us, there was no way that we couldn't turn around and help other people that were going through the things that we went through.
That is the shining light of your testimony. You're the banner. You carry the banner. I mean, you have lost your beautiful daughter. This is something that she remains through all of this, just the spirit of her and what illness that she went through, and you as a family. And every year I see you, it's just, it overtakes me that, you know, this is what Wings of Angels is about. This is the Sons of Italy coming together and doing a fun spaghetti feed. Tell us how we donate. Tell us on what was happening Saturday night, because I know you're making fun and you're going to have music and how does Saturday night look? How do we get tickets?
Most of the tickets for our event are actually just sold at the door. We usually prepare for anywhere from 700 to 800 people, and we've gone from 500 to 900 people. So you don't have to worry about having a ticket. You can just come down. You can have spaghetti with us that day. If you want to go, if you can't make it, you can go online and you can donate generally to Wings of Angels. You can go in and buy raffle tickets that we have. We have our three larger items again this year are the big screen TV and the camouflage shotgun and a really nice autographed Dean guitar that was given to us back in May when we had the Confederate Railroad here and did the fundraiser for Matt and Rachel.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Confederate Railroad, when we were telling the story of Matt, I felt very honored. They called me up onto the stage and they just liked what we were doing. And they handed me an autographed guitar, and they said, take this guitar and make some money for your foundation. And so they had autographed it in Charlie Daniels and Ricochet in Little Texas. And then we got Mark Chestnut, of course, to sign it, and we were up in Oregon and got the band Perry to sign it. So you can buy tickets for those things online also. But come down and have spaghetti, and we have about 80 door prizes that we give out. We have a small live auction, and we have a lot of fun. And part of the money this year is going to a little girl by the name of Erica, and she's three, who was diagnosed with leukemia, I'm thinking just around Christmas time or so. And so they're in that battle where they're driving back and forth four, five, six times a month to Sacramento.
Well, you know, you don't have to attend. You know, if you've got something going. But you can buy tickets online.
Yep.
You can get on there, and you can help. And I can't tell you enough about how I feel about this and what you're doing, because it's, again, it's somebody that started something to help other people because people around her and her family helped. And that's just the way Reading is. That's just the way the North State is. You don't see it in the South because there is no allegiance to their community. How could there be? But when you come up here, yeah, we have our little tiffs. We poke each other in the eye. We roll around on the ground. But when it comes down to it, we get up and we walk together and we help people. And you know what? And this, you know, the Wings of Angels,
and
the Honor Flights, the Sons of Italy
are
always always engaged in this. You know, it's just really it's something that you just have to support this.
You know, and the nice thing too, Carl, about Sons of Italy too is when Alyssa was first diagnosed, my coworkers in the Sons of Italy came together and they did a fundraiser and they raised nearly $5,000 for our family. And that was the beginning of a great partnership with the Sons of Italy. When we formed our foundation and we said we want to do a fundraiser, they were the place to go, and they were the people to be there because they had followed our journey. They had been in our journey the whole way, and for the last 10 years, they've done a great job for us, and I'm very, very pleased and lucky to have them as well.
Great. You know what? We applaud you.
Thank you, Donna. And I know KCNR, we will make a donation. Definitely.
I'm going for that camouflage shotgun. So we're going
why does that not surprise
you? I don't know. But anyway, we have to take a break here, but we're going to be talking about this the rest of the week.
October 15th, this is Sons of Italy.
It's Saturday.
10th annual spaghetti feed for the Wings of Angels from 3 to 8. Nice thing about this is if you want to just make an early part of the afternoon and drop in, donate some money, and be on your way. If you have to double, we can do that. We can do double and triple. We have done that before. Give some money for your tickets. And then, Donna, you know, thank you so much for all that you do. And we're
going
to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-hosts the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to WindRiver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 747 in the morning, October the 13th. We're back. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and our people are in the chat pack. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are just great people. Joe and Shelley, they support events around here. They support veterans. You get a veterans discount down there. Espresso Joe's with coffee and cold drinks, anything you
can
imagine.
They're right there in the mix with Big Bike Weekend.
Oh yeah, right then they had a fundraiser for the Wall of Remembrance there. A lot of our listeners are, you know, when they heard the word, they needed help. Boom, dropped everything and went down there. Angel was listing some of the people that were there.
Oh, cool.
Diane's husband was down there.
Really?
Yeah. Along with everybody else. Angel, you are such a... You know what? You are so cool, too. All you all are.
You know, I didn't get to this today, but I want to share this because this is... You know, when we think back on... yesterday, I had a conversation. I was at Adamson's Peak Performance, and I was talking to Joe. And he was talking about a situation that somebody that he knows had an appendix burst. And while they were on vacation, and we were, anyway, it led to, you know, back in the days, in the pioneering days, if that would happen, we all know that you'd be dead in the side of the road and they'd have to bury you and continue on. So, you know, I don't know.
Unless you're the Donner Party, then they'd eat you.
Well, anyway. So, today is, I want to talk about this because this is, you know, Molly Pitcher Day. Do you know who she is?
Molly Pitcher. I know who that is. She brought water to the Revolutionary soldiers when they were having a huge battle. And she would bring water to the men out there fighting. And that's where her, you know, she got her name, Molly Pitcher.
That is one of the reasons that I keep on coming to you.
Is that right?
That's right. Because you just are smart, and I like it.
Well, you know what?
Cool.
That's when they used to teach history in school. And you know what? I wonder if she was transgendered, straight, or gay.
I don't know.
Doesn't say.
Okay, this is what it says. A young woman named Molly by her husband, William Hayes, was born on this day in 1754 near Trenton, New Jersey. Her birth name was Mary Ludwig. During the American Revolution, which, by the way, I told you as I was going through my family tree, my great aunt or somebody like that said, you know, you don't have to go through all, you are now, you are a daughter one of the daughters of the American Revolution. So you're a descendant, in other words. So that's pretty cool. I don't know if that means if I carry that card, if it gets me into any ball games or anything.
See if it gets you through a photo light.
We're not going there. And specifically, okay, during the American Revolution, and specifically, like you were saying, at the Battle of Monmouth, Molly was helping out as a water carrier. She gained a new nickname, Molly Pitcher. There you go.
That's right. You know what? Another heroine of the Revolution.
Her,
and, you know, and see, here's like, they don't, you know, they don't name, like, a, you know, a road after Molly Pitcher.
Okay, well, wait a minute. This gets better.
Okay.
Her husband, William, was wounded during the battle. At that point, Molly dropped the water pitcher. Love it. This woman's got some kahunas. And picked up her husband's job of loading and firing a cannon.
Hey, Molly.
General George Washington appointed her a non-commissioned officer, and Mary Ludwig Hayes garnered a nickname, new nickname, Sergeant Molly.
Ooh. It's Ludwig, too, by the way, J-R-D, L-U-D-W-I-G.
Sergeant Molly Pitcher added yet another name to her already long moniker. She married George McCauley after William Hayes died. Her full name then read Mary Ludwig Hayes McCauley. The name Molly Pitcher has become a synonym for heroin.
It is.
I like that.
That's right. She, you know what? She brought water to the troops. It's like Gunga Din. And then when she was needed, she started loading the cannon.
What do you do, man? You just got to get in there.
You know what?
Love it.
Got to take a break and we'll come back. We're going to talk about others that should grab the pitcher or grab the swabbing.
And grab the phone because I've got two tickets to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra I'll be giving at the in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's talk unemployment. What's the real numbers there? Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. You know, we're glad to be back. 7:53 in the morning, October the 13th, 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. We are so happy to be back together. You know, that's the first time we've kind of like taken a, we've kind of split and gone different ways.
Let me look for the turtles, happy together.
There you go. We are happy together, you know. Then because I'm out in the middle of Nub, Wyoming, and you can't talk to anybody.
And then Carl says, I want you to go with me next year.
Yeah, I want, you know what?
I said, I think I just booked a gig in Palm Springs, and I'll probably do that while you do that.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll sing with my fabulous another quartet with some musicians, and you can go crawl around in the grass. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind going squirrel hunting with you, but I just don't want to go out to Wyoming and do that. But that's okay. Looking forward to the jerky.
The jerky. That's right. In fact, chat pack. We're gonna have jerky for the chat pack. It'll be
our
free
Christmas
fire
present.
Free fire jerky for y'all. So start signing up. Okay. I'm talking about unemployment figures. And this week we're, for the first time, first-time unemployment, you know, requesting unemployment assistance, 401,000 people. So you say to yourself, 401,000. I mean, how many is it usually? How much is it in a healthy economy? Well, I was kind of surprised to hear this. It's about 375,000 in a healthy economy that put in for unemployment each week. That, to me, seemed like a large figure. But the numbers, though, is that they use our unemployment rate is 9.1, which, you know, is a lot higher than that because people have stopped working, stopped looking for work, people that are underemployed, in other words, are working two jobs, are working on the table, they're working part-time, whatever. So it's more than 9.1. A healthy economy has a 6% unemployment rate. Anyway, so this unemployment rate we have, is, you know, is going also by the experts are saying this. I mean, both Democratic and Republican, everybody is saying is, you know, this is going to last at least through 2013. I don't know if that's true. I think that there are certain things you could do to bring industry back to this country. I think if you, you know, and I, you know, I hate to say this, but if you take corporate, you know, we have the highest corporate tax rates out there. That's why they're pushing them out other places. General Electric is moving billions of dollars over to China in positions. This is some of the people that supported Obama. You've got others that are, you know, that are moving out, and they talked to one of the CEOs, I believe, Hewlett Packard, and this guy says, look. You know, yes, you know, I told my people to stop hiring, to slow it down back in July. He says, because I don't know what's happening with the economy because I don't know what they're going to do. And the question was, have you changed that at all? He says, no. I'm not going to change it until I know what's going to be happening with taxes and what's going to be happening, you know, with decisions being made where? Now, he didn't say at the top, but you know what? That's exactly what he's talking about. He can't hire. He's telling his people not to hire, to slow it down until he knows what decisions are being made that's going to have a huge impact on people. You know, the health care plan. You know, what am I going to have to pay, you know, millions more in that? Am I going to be taxed more? What are you going to do on all these things? Well, you know, so until those decisions are made, you're not going to be seeing a lot of this stuff happen. You're going to be seeing unemployment. You're going to be seeing us at 9.1, unless, of course, you're in California, then you're closer to 12. Unless you're up here in the North State, then you're at 16 and really over 20. But it's not all bad. Right here, this Friday, we're going to have a preview of TED, Ideas Worth Sharing theme on a Friday event. That is the Technology Entertainment Design. Started in 1984 as a conference bringing together innovative people and the people from Catalyst. And these are our young entrepreneurs.
Yeah, they're doing some moving and shaking.
They absolutely are. The North State group of young professionals, Catalyst. And we've had some of them on the show before. Mm-hmm. We're going to have more of them. They're going to have a TED Reading. It will be staged February 4th out at Old City Hall. But there's going to be a free preview at 7 p.m. Friday on the north side of the Market Street Promenade in downtown Reading. They're going to show a short series of TED talks, each 3 to 18 minutes in length. This is great. See, this is what we're talking about. This is something we're going to be starting here, is a show that highlights what's going on in Reading, what's going on great in Reading business. Why should people be coming here? You know, the positive side of it. Are you tired of reading about things in the paper? It's like, boom, something else bad. Boom, something else bad.
Well,
so now is a time to talk about innovation, talk about those ideas, talk about the way to bring business to our great city and our North State. Okay.
No, that's really cool. I mean, so let's do something wonderful, and let's give away some tickets before we take our break. Tommy Dorsey Orchestra tickets. This is the Left Orchestra C2 free tickets. The date is Sunday, October 23rd. It's the 7:30 p.m. show. Give us a call. You're going to get tickets to the Cascade Theater's Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Give us a call here. 605-4567. Two tickets for Sunday night, October 23rd, to see the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Going to take a break here.
In a couple of minutes here. It's you, Peter Hansen.
Somebody just won the tickets.
Yes, yeah,
Bob's going to tell us who they are in a minute. So, hey.
Okay. Now, when we come back, Chief Peter Hansen is going to be here. Well, I think we've gotten, just kind of like, give me a yes or no. Have we gotten our first group of people out of the prisons? Have they arrived yet? Yep, he doesn't know. But we're going to pin him down on that when we get back. Oh, we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to talk about. Okay. So that's great. Because
yeah,
this is one of the last times we're going to have a chance to talk to our chief. Yeah, okay, we got the implementation plan we're going to be talking about.
Okay, all right. I want to congratulate Bonnie. Bonnie won two tickets to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
There you go.
So come by and get those. You know, of course, they're going to be at 1326 Market Street. And Diane will have them for you. Enjoy. It should be a terrific night. And I think next week or later on, we're going to give away a couple more tickets to another concert happening at the Cascade.
Let's finish this up with some successes. Shasta Lake Mayor Rod Lindsay praised this city's successes during tough economic times, and they've been challenged and they've come through a lot. So, you know, it's not all bad. It's not all bad at all. We've got to take a quick break here for the news, and then we come back with Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to talk about the implementation plan for the realignment of felons to our community. Carl and Linda Bott, we're back. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. You are murdering people! Anti-war protesters interrupting the start of a House hearing on the future of the military. Six people thrown out and arrested. As for the testimony, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The testimony is another chance for Defense Secretary Leon Panetta to warn against significant budget cuts to the Pentagon.
It is a blind, mindless formula.
If the so-called Congressional Supercommittee fails to reach an agreement on deficit reduction next month, automatic across-the-board cuts are triggered, half of those from defense spending.
I truly believe that we do not have to make a choice between fiscal security and national security.
But only, Panetta says, if Congress considers looking at budget choices that may not be popular with some constituents. Dave?
And Jared, the sole survivor of yesterday's massacre in Seal Beach, California, is still critical but improving. The accused gunman, Scott Decry, is in jail. Witnesses say he killed his ex-wife and seven others at a hair salon.
I know everybody in there. I think I've lost some friends.
So much love and so many good people. They were such good people.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn is off the hook again. The Paris prosecutor's office dropping an investigation into a French writer's claim he tried to rape her. The former head of the International Monetary Fund was previously cleared in New York of charges he sexually assaulted a hotel maid. All BlackBerries aren't buzzing yet, but the company claims it's fully restored its service after outages for days. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, Research in Motion CEO, the Canadian company that makes BlackBerries, apologizing for the outages.
You expect better of us. I expect better of us. Our inability to quickly fix this has been frustrating.
Millions of customers worldwide experienced email messaging, internet service, and other data service disruptions across the globe this week. A key link in BlackBerry's European network failed Monday, and so did its backup switch, which backlogged data overloading global centers. Dave?
Fox News Radio, Barron Valley.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $20 off orders of $100 or more, or $30 off orders of $150 or more at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $20 off orders of $100 or more, or $30 off orders of $150 or more at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Some anti-Wall Street protesters arrested this morning in Portland, Oregon, about a half dozen of them for blocking Main Street. In New York City, where the movement started 4 weeks ago, protesters are being told to leave their camp for now.
Brookfield Properties, the company that owns this park, sent a letter to the city saying that it's just become unsanitary because of all the wear and tear. So they asked the city to get these folks out of here so they can come in and basically do a once-over, get it all clean.
John Huddy with Fox TV affiliate WNYW says the protesters can return later. South Korea's president is occupying the White House.
And with our landmark trade agreement, we will bring our nations even closer, creating new jobs for both our people and preserving our edge as two of the most dynamic economies in the world.
Now, President Obama is holding talks with President Lee, then a news conference later tonight, a state dinner for South Korea's leader, the day after the Senate okayed that free trade deal and pacts with Panama and Colombia. On Wall Street, as jobless claims hold steady above 400,000, the Dow drops 125 points. This could be a big deal in Britain, a royal change.
Pressure to change the laws of royal succession here have been mounting since William's marriage to Kate Middleton in April. Now the law says if their first child was a daughter, she'd be passed over in favour of a younger brother for the throne. But Prime Minister David Cameron wants to change that. He's written to 15 other Commonwealth nations, asking them what they think of succession, regardless of gender. The changes would also lift a ban on British royals marrying Roman Catholics. The Queen's not taking part in the discussion. In London, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Brits eat too much. That's what health officials are saying in London, so they believe in order to slow an obesity epidemic, people there must cut a collective 5 billion calories from their diets every day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl in the bot. 8:05 in the morning, October the 13th. We're back. We're not leaving. We're not going anywhere. We are the picture of stability. Here at
we're going
Radio
places.
Land. That's right. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And people in the chat pack, yes, yes, yes. Ron Paul has got a lot of good ideas. Okay? There, I admitted it. All right? He's got a lot of good ideas. Some of his other ideas.
I didn't get to watch the Republican, what do you want to call it? Not a stand down.
Their debate.
Their debate. But I guess Herman Cain is the one that is now the leading figurehead.
Yeah, you know.
What is this about 999? They're saying that he has these ways of being able to say little tiny snippets that stick in your mind.
Well, his 999 is his way of handling the taxes. You know, 9% income tax, 9% corporate, 9% something else.
Sales.
And
national sales tax.
National sales tax. Now, when you start getting into national sales tax, I start quivering, having lived in Europe, because you get into something like that, a national sales tax is, and think about who we have there that we elect. Do you think that 9% is going to stay at 9%? That's the question.
Meanwhile,
the weather.
The weather. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, the weather. The weather happens all the time, whether you like it or not. 57 degrees if you're just tuning in here to KCNR 1460 on your dial. It is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio at the top of the hour here at 8:06. And it looks like we're going to have a temperature today that we're going to get around 84. Beautiful sunny day. What a great day. This is the day to take the walk. Because it's the cool day, there's been, you know, moisture in the air, you can smell the earth, love it. Clear tonight, low of 57. How about that harvest moon last night? Was that spectacular?
Yes.
I said it with all my breath. It was just amazing. Okay.
When I said that about Ron Paul, here's what I think. From what I understand is that Ron Paul is somewhat of an isolationist. He would like to bring all the forces back and, defend. I believe that, that for me, being proactive out there at going after bad guys is better than waiting for them to do it. It's kind of like, at the city. We've got Chief Hansen here. Do we wait till they do something, Chief, or do we go out after them in their territory? What's better?
It's better to go after them in their territory and chase them out of the region, and that's the approach we've taken with gangs, for example. So, our gang unit doesn't just focus on the city of Reading. We focus on Anderson and Shasta Lake City and Shasta County and Bernie or wherever because we want them out of the region. And, in fact, that's what led Chief Modi to start NSAID, which is the North State Anti-Gang Enforcement. We work with other agencies in Chico and Willows and Corning and Red Bluff to help chase gang members or control gang members in their communities because it's a regional thing. And you can't just focus on the borders because bad guys don't respect borders.
That's right.
And
they don't respect, they're bad guys because they don't respect laws.
And I guess that's very, very simplistic compared to what's happening internationally, but you have to go where they live if you want to go after them.
And the big question is, do we have a right to use our drones all over the world to go after terrorists? Now, there's some people that don't like that idea, but on the other hand, why not? I look at this as gangs that are circling, and that what you need to be is put yourself up in spots. Like you would if they were predators, and then you start taking the predators out. If you have to chase them over the next hill, there's somebody else there that's going to grab them.
Well, it's interesting that for years the community in Reading. The nation has demanded we become more efficient by the use of technology. So now we are, and people are saying, wait, we don't want you to be that efficient.
Cool.
And, you know, in the military sense, it's the drones. You know, and there's certain things that we do in law enforcement that we utilize technology for things, and people say, whoa, we didn't want you to be that good at it.
Well, you know, that's something I'd like to talk about later on. I know we're going to talk realignment, but one of the things I want to talk about is all the cameras throughout the city, and it's been hitting the news here pretty heavy.
Right.
Well, Atlanta
that
is the latest one.
Hold that thought.
We will.
Because, you know, first of all, we'd like to introduce that our guest is Peter Hansen, Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to be calling and talking about a lot of things, you guys. Now's your time to either put it on the chat pack or give us a call. But first, we need to go to Chris Lasondek with Wells Fargo. Let us what's happening in this hour on the market.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets remain in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 121 points at 11,397. The S&P 500 is down 15 points at 1192, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 14 points at 2591. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 248 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 3 cents at 1722. Intel's up 3 cents at 23.14, Microsoft down 3 cents at 26.91, while Apple's up $3.09 at 405.19. Of local interest, PG&E up 33 cents at 42.15, AT&T down 17 cents at 28.82, and Tri-County's Bank down 17 cents at 13.96. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.14%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28%. Oil's down $1.84 a barrel at $83.73, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $17 an ounce at $1,660.30, while silver's down 81 cents an ounce at $31.74. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yes.
Technology's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. Hey, look, you know what? We love hearing from the advisors there. They give us a quick update of what's going on in the market so that you know what's going on in the market. We do it at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning right here on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to be talking realignment. We're going to be talking about is too much technology a bad thing when we're looking for criminals? And are we all criminals under that? We'll be right back.
Put on a little makeup, make sure they get your good side, if the word's unspoken, just stuff in your throat. Send the treasure token, token, write it on a pound, no pound, no.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:13 in the morning.
And it is fire time, folks. You know, we're going to just open the lineup, and Peter Hansen, and we're going to be talking a lot of stuff, but you got the chief here. Do you have any questions
maybe,
or concerns?
Not the last time, but one of the last times.
Yeah.
November
10th. On Marine Corps birthday.
Marine Corps birthday. Oh. Anniversary of the United States Marine Corps will be back, maybe have the new chief here to introduce
please,
and give him
maybe.
A chance to, if we get our things done in time.
Okay.
But maybe have the new chief here and give a chance for the community to meet and greet, and also for you to ask questions, sort of get to,
absolutely.
I really hope that's able to be accomplished.
He will be as welcome as you've been.
Or they will.
I hope.
That person.
Yeah.
It is a Marine Corps.
Okay. So you can't tell us who it is.
No, I can't.
How close are we?
We're very close. We started with, you know, we had 24 applications. The city narrowed that.
Are they all from out of state?
No, they're not. There was quite a number from out of state, but they narrowed it down to 8 final applicants. All those 8 applicants, actually one dropped out, but we interviewed 7 people in a 2 interview process. One was a professional panel of chiefs of police, including retired Chief Modi and retired Chief Blankenship, and a couple of sitting chiefs from our region. And then there was a community panel with several community members. I was an observer in the process, so was Kurt Starman, so was Mayor Missy MacArthur. Following that, both panels agreed on the top 3 candidates. Those 3 candidates have been interviewed with the city manager and his executive staff, and I had a chance to network with each one of those 3, give them a tour around town, sort of an orientation visit, which was really good. So now we're down to 1, and we have to do a background process, and then when that's completed, Kurt will make the announcement of who the new chief is going to be.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. Are you pretty good? Feel good about it?
Yeah, actually, all 3 of the top candidates were very, very good, and it was a difficult selection process for Kurt.
Can you say if he's from in-state or out-of-state?
No, I can't.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Can you?
All right, next.
Is he here legally? Oh, that's part of the background investigation.
That's probably part of the background investigation. We have to verify those things.
Okay. Did you have something here before we start on this?
I just wanted to, you know, this came across the desk. Do you care to cover that while we have the chief here?
Yeah, we can get into that later. But let's talk about, it's about, of course, Governor Brown signs the California handgun open carry ban.
Ban it.
Really pushed by the California Police Chiefs Association, and uh-huh. while it's not a significant issue here, in many communities it's a very significant issue. And imagine, if you will, the calls you get from a restaurant when people walk in openly displaying handguns and the police have to respond. And, you know, if you're in some parts of California, that may be a very strong response. Now, in, you know, Reading, we've had a contact with people who believe in open carry. Not problematic here. But again, the majority of the state, you know, this isn't the Wild West anymore, and this is not an attempt to restrict anyone's right to have a concealed weapons permit, but you have to go through the process.
Okay,
and
so that's what I needed. I needed to get the clarification that open carry means that you can have your gun on your hip and not have it be concealed. Well, of course, Chief, you're the chief of police.
Right.
But see,
and you sometimes see that with FBI, or you see that with detectives. You'll see them somewhere with their open gun and a badge.
Mm-hmm.
But we have concealed carry, so that's the right. That's what this bill is about.
No.
Okay.
Concealed carry is okay. Yeah.
Concealed weapons permits are issued by the sheriff
as of right now,
okay.
And that's legal. This bill has not affected that at all.
Okay.
The law that this modifies is that it was legal in California to carry a weapon on your hip as long as the gun was unloaded.
Okay.
And that's a key part, too. But and law enforcement had the ability to inspect and so on. But you can see in some communities, if people were doing that, that could cause some real confrontations or fear on the part of, you know, the other citizens. And it was a fearful thing. So
it was good to see that the
it does not restrict, you know, if you're out hunting or if you're out, you know, in the rural areas. Or on your private property, such as a farmer, rancher, and you're on some of the large.
Frankly,
no restrictions there.
Frankly, carrying an unloaded weapon around to me has always been kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm not for, you know, anything that restricts our right to, you know, to have weapons like concealed or have that and carry them out there when we're hunting and all this. But they made a point of pushing this.
Right.
And that was kind of strange. Why would you go poke somebody in the eye over some in a state like this?
And I think that's what caused the pushback.
And it did, because they had a bunch of them had just 30 of them go into a Starbucks or something like that.
Yeah, which
carrying guns,
which prompted the call from law enforcement.
Right,
and then you know, like there was an incident in Seal Beach yesterday.
Oh my God, we talked about it.
Where a gunman walked in, and,
yeah,
and a lot of people were murdered.
Disgruntled husband.
Right. So, and those events happen, and so you know, and you don't know who this person was when he first walks in the door. So immediately the phone rings, and it's 911, and the call is going to be man with a gun. The cops are going to show up, and we're going to take that very seriously. And until everything's sorted out, oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, here.
Reading police take guns very, very seriously.
Very seriously. So, you know, the reality
is,
if you feel the need or want to carry a concealed weapon and you don't want to cause fear in the community, contact the sheriff, go through the process.
And you can have one.
And you can have one.
They will not turn you down.
No, Sheriff Basenko is very open about that. And
yeah.
The city of Reading and the city of Anderson have an agreement with the sheriff that he will issue permits
for everyone in the county.
And we're good with that. And, you know, I support people's right to, you know, have firearms and all that kind of thing. But you have to remember that we're a very diverse state, and we have very diverse communities. And what may be sort of reasonably okay here, because we're sort of a rural community, doesn't necessarily fit in downtown San Francisco or downtown Oakland or Sacramento or Los Angeles or Compton or San Diego or places like that. And that's why this sort of needs to be brought back under control. And that's probably very unpopular, particularly in this region. But I understand why it's the way it is.
How about the how about if everybody carried openly? That was one of the things that came in.
Well,
here.
Like in the Wild West. I mean, it was.
Well,
know.
Okay. All right. Now we got to take a quick break, and when we get back, we want to talk realignment. I want to see what the plan
get
is.
Into the meat
right.
and potatoes
and that,
stuff.
And then and catch up on a couple other things too. So,
okay.
Carl Lindebott, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, soon to be our former police chief, but he's not leaving. So, 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, you miss a lot.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. You see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Wind River Casino presents a benefit concert evening for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They grant wishes for local children with special medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. The evening stars Kevin Sharp, a Make-A-Wish survivor himself, award-winning country vocalist, motivational speaker, and author with opening act, The Billies. The Make-A-Wish benefit concert is Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Join us in making a child's wish come true. We can make a difference. Purchase your tickets now. $20 for concert seating. Reserve a sponsor VIP table for 8 with champagne and dessert, $400. Cabaret dessert tables for 4, $200. Tickets available at Wind River Casino, both Mary's Pizza Shack locations, and both Utopet locations. Join us Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. for the Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert starring Kevin Sharp. We can make a difference. Special thanks to Q97. For more information, log on to windriver.com or contact Barbara Harrison at 229-0398.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjreading.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Yeah.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, October the 13th, 530-605-4567 is our number. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we have somebody on the line, John. Good morning, John.
Hi, Carl. Welcome home.
Well, you know what, John? We are so happy to be back. We really are. You know what? You feel like, okay, got to get away, but then you missed this. You missed the interaction with our friends and our listeners and our guest. So we're glad to be back.
It was well noted that when you called in yesterday on the show that you asked about the chat back. We all appreciated it.
Well, we appreciate you guys. I mean, you all are some really good people out there, and there's a lot of you, and you get together like we not, and you put up the, I mean, you helped with the wall of remembrance, or the wall of honor.
Wasn't that an incredible feat, the way everybody responded? Unfortunately, I didn't get there, but I'm telling you, I was impressed with the response by the group. It was fantastic.
It was. Do you have a question now?
I do indeed. Actually, I have two questions for the chief, or two things to mention, and if you don't mind, chief, good morning, by the way.
Good morning, John.
I was in the lobby of the police department last week, and I was helping somebody get some paperwork cleared through the front there. And as I was sitting there, there was a young lady sitting. She came in and sat down, and she was sobbing. And I couldn't help but get involved because I just do that sort of thing. I said, "Are you okay? Is there anything I can do?" And she said, "I'm here to see my rapist." And I said, "What?" And she said this. She had a slight speech impediment and hearing aids in, and she was a young lady. She said, "I'm here to see my rapist." And I said, "What?" She said, I got raped, and they caught him, and they want me to look at something." And I said, "Just a minute." And I got on your phone and called one of the detectives in the back, and they came out and got her eventually. But seems to me, if the department's calling somebody who was recently raped or ever raped into a situation like that, they should be either directly picking them up or some way escorting them so they're not sitting in a public lobby talking about being raped. It's just, you know, it was rending is what it was. It really tore me up. And I would hope that you could come up with a better policy than that, Chief.
Well, you know, I don't know all the details of this particular event, but I will tell you this, is that anyone that's a victim of sexual assault in the county, we connect with Shasta Women's Refuge, and they provide counseling services, and there's also a victim witness through the district attorney's office that lends to support victims of crimes. And so typically, if they request it or if there's a need, they can have the counselor or the person from victim witness assist them through the entire process, whether that's dealing with law enforcement or through the court process. We never have bring a victim and a suspect together face-to-face. More likely what occurred is she was brought down to look at some photographs to help
probably
us try and
so
identify who the suspect was. But, you make an appointment, a person shows up, and we try and connect as quickly as possible. But, generally our victims of serious crimes go to investigations rather than the front lobby, but that just may have been mistaken communication.
She was somewhat challenged, and I felt like there should have been more consideration given to her. That's all. And I just wanted to make that point to you so that you can do something about it.
Okay.
And I'm sure you will. Now, the last thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to bail on this, is, and because it's kind of important to me, and I know you can't say too much about this, but the officer who was a 23-year veteran of law enforcement, a lot of it in your department, who recently went through a breakdown of spirit, lost it to alcohol and made some really bad judgments. I'd like to just mention and to reach out to say think that there will be some kind of an outreach to this man, offering him a chance to redeem himself and his career. Being law enforcement puts him kind of on a stage in the community that is very well observed and criticized, and anything you do to kind of reach out and help this guy is going to be criticized. But he put in 23 years of service, and it loaded up on him. He got sick, and he needs some help. And I think that the there should be some offering of counseling, something to bring him back into being a successful member of the community again. And I just like you to know there is some support for that here in the community. And I hope you guys can do something for it.
Well, John, I appreciate your comments, and you're also correct that I'm not able to discuss it at this time. But I appreciate your comments, and I'm sure there's many people in the community that feel the same way you do.
But we all make mistakes.
Yep. Hey, John, got to run.
Thanks. Bye.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking realignment and the program and how we're going to make this work. There might be a couple other questions we want to talk to about. It's about the technology again, and we talk technologies. You know, if you have drones, that's okay, but cameras all over the city, that's not okay?
No, it's not. Chief
Hansen
has a lot of stuff he wants to talk about this morning, and we need to
get into
honor
it.
This
We're going to get into it. We got 30 minutes here. We're going to get into that. That's going to be our priority with Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
One minute stations. One. Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A wounded survivor of yesterday's shooting rampage at a Southern California hair salon is still in critical condition. Another 8 people were killed in the attack that shocked a quiet suburb of Southern California.
Eyewitnesses report hearing at least 20 gunshots coming from inside the hair salon, and it's those same eyewitnesses who tell police that the accused gunman, 42-year-old Scott DeCry, was the estranged husband of one of the salon workers and involved in a long-standing custody dispute.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Seal Beach, California. A hedge fund manager convicted in a massive insider trading sting was sentenced in New York to 11 years in prison. Raj Rajaratnam was found guilty of 14 counts of fraud and conspiracy. He was also fined $10 million. The Galleon Group that he ran was once in charge of more than $7 billion. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 a.m. The home of Free Fire Media.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:35 in the morning. Bad Bob took us out just a little bit early that time. You know, I could have had another.
I can run that down time.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
it's a big hand.
It's 8:30. It's not 8:29:30. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershops. My buddies down there give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. What can I say? It's, you know, take a step back in the time. You walk in, it's a great barbershop. You don't have to worry about getting your hair gelled or your nails done. No, it's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Go in there, catch up on your latest reading from Car and Track and Guns and Ammo and National Rifle Association and all that, and get a haircut. Talk to the people around you. You'll have a great time. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue right there. And like I said, man's last stronghold. Hey, our guest, Redding Police Chief Peter Hansen. Okay, Chief, the realignment program. You came in with a handful of notes on this.
All right. The realignment started on October 1st, and that is a combination of prisoners being released from state prison and a whole new set of sentencing guidelines coming out of the courts. It's funded through Assembly Bill 109, and this is really an effort to balance the state budget and also to address the federal lawsuit that was filed against the state for lack of proper medical care in prisons. The other thing that's designed to address is the recidivism rate in California is about 70%. If you know you go to prison, you have a 70% chance of going back, and that needs to be turned around. So it's really a shifting of inmates from prison to local jurisdiction or local custody or local probation. And it involves three classifications of people that are called non-non-nons, non-serious, non-violent, and non-high-risk sex offenders. And there's a whole list of crimes that qualify for that. Now, one of the issues that we have with the realignment plan is that the classification is based on your last conviction, not necessarily your criminal history. So, for example, if you have a very violent criminal history and you're currently convicted of, you know, forgery or writing a bad check, you're a non-non-non. And so
they don't look back at the, at the history of these people?
No, it's not. So when a person is released from prison or that falls into this category, and it's estimated that we'll see an additional 600 people here in Shasta County that normally would have been in prison, they're going to be assessed by the probation department, and when they come out of the courts, they'll be assessed by the probation department to determine what's best for that person. You know, do they need to be in custody? Do they need to be in alternative custody, such as a work release program or home electronic confinement? Or what sort of program do they need? And the programs and treatments are very important if we're going to turn things around and reduce recidivism by drug treatment, job skills, you know, high school education, those sorts of things. So the district attorney's office, the public defender, and the courts have to work on the new sentencing guidelines. You know, it used to be that if you committed a felony, you went to prison, and if you committed a misdemeanor, you went to jail. Well, that's all changing now because there's a whole classification of felonies that'll be done locally at the county jail.
And one of, but those felonies are, do you have those down there? Because what I saw are things could be like, you know, having explosives is no longer considered a felony.
So the probation department's going to be responsible for supervising these folks, assessing them. Health and Human Services for the county's going to be responsible for programs, treatment, but also things like housing, medical care, mental health, general assistance. And the sheriff is responsible for custody. So one of the positive things about Assembly Bill 109, it provides funds to the counties to try and deal with this. And so our big emphasis is we want to have the closed section of the jail reopened. So that's going to happen. That'll take 4 or 5 months to get, you know, staff on board to get that hired up. That new section of the jail will be not quite reserved, but sort of reserved for this new group that's going to have to have a place to be in custody for a short length of time. We're also going to have a compliance team. That's a new task force that will be run by the Sheriff's Department, and it will be made up of police officers, probation officers, and sheriff's deputies who will go out and actually track and monitor and keep track of this new offender group that's going to be here. So there's a lot of things that are coming. Hope, you know, this year there's about $2.9 million coming to Shasta County to fund this new effort, because they're going to have to hire a lot of probation officers, new correctional officers, you know, maybe new police officers and deputy sheriffs to deal with this. Next year is the big question. There's no funding set from July 1st forward, and so there's going to be a big effort and a big push to provide funding for this. Hopefully we get it to $6 or $7 million each year from then on out to deal with this. But that funding is not set in place. So that's going to be a big issue next year for the state government to have to try and resolve. Typically now the state will spend about $50,000 per inmate to keep them in prison. The realignment is going to happen. They're going to be released. Hopefully the money continues to come. The county will get between $2,500 and $5,000 per inmate. So you can see the substantial savings that the state is going to achieve. But that's a very small amount of money for all the things we're trying to do here. We think we can do a better job at rehabilitation, training, job skills than the state's going to be able to do. So
we being a Reading we or
well,
Shasta County
Reading,
we?
Shasta County.
Or is this a generic all of the state we?
Well, it's a generic all of the state we. Every county had to come up with its own implementation plan. So there's 58 plans. We think ours is pretty good. But we, meaning that the county mainly bears the responsibility for these programs. And we, meaning Reading, is that the majority of these people are from Reading. You know, we generate about two-thirds of the criminal cases for the district attorney and the jail and the courts around here. So I would estimate that about two-thirds will, you know, be here in Reading in some form or another. But it's, you know, it's we don't know for certain what they're going to look like. We have been getting notifications from California Department of Corrections about who these people are going to be. They're required by law to notify us in advance. And effective starting October 1st, which is about 2 weeks ago, the sentencing guidelines changed, so these people are here and they're coming. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of tools in place to deal with this, and hopefully it's enough. I'm not sure it's going to be.
Has the first pot of money come in?
I don't know, actually. Again, that's part handled by the county, but the money will come to the county. Now, the Board of Supervisors has approved the plan.
Okay.
I presented this plan to the city just for information at the last city council meeting, but the plan is approved and the funds will start coming, and then we need to ramp up our programs. And these guys don't arrive on the first day. They're going to trickle in for the next year.
Well, they were
or
supposed
so.
To start on 1 October, right?
That's right. And so the people being sentenced in courts now for these non offenses are under the new sentencing guidelines, and they'll be serving their time locally. Now, unfortunately, the jail's not open, and a lot of these programs aren't in place yet. So it's a very challenging time because of the short notice on the transition.
Full jails, more criminals, less police. I mean, these are things that are coming out of the chat room here. I'm not making this stuff up. And, you know, instead of 30 days, it's 30 hours. We've got I understand the third, you know, the opening up the third deck.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. But how long before, you know?
How long before it's full?
Yeah, because
probably right away.
Because if we're keeping them here under this program to try and rehabilitate, let's just say this program is a huge success. Instead of a 70% recidivism rate, you have a 40%.
Okay.
40%.
You got it. And, you know, opening this section of the jail gives us an additional 128 beds.
A good Saturday night at Johnny's.
We're going to have 470 other people here that are in some form of alternative custody, whether it's a work release program or home electronic confinement. And if they violate that, see, the whole issue is accountability. We need to have the ability to, you know, quickly hold them accountable, and maybe that's incarceration. So a lot of those beds will remain vacant to have a place for people that violate to go, and that's part of the accountability.
Okay.
Successful programs like the Addicted Offender Program here in Shasta County is successful because it's high-intensity supervision and because they hold people accountable.
Okay. I've run over this break here. I've got to take a break. We got some good questions about, you know, people volunteering to mentor and all that kind of stuff, and I want to bring that up to you when we get back. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're talking realignment. That we got a plan. We don't have the money yet, but we got the plan and possible impacts on the community. Carl in the Bot, 8:44 in the morning, October the 13th. Miss a day, you miss a lot.
Run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart.
the original fall home and holiday show featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 8:45 in the morning, October the 13th, our first day back, all of us together. Bad Bob had a tear in his eye when he saw me walk through the door. He said, weren't you going to stay away longer?
It is good to have you back.
It's good to be back, my friend, and my friends out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, who are also our friends. And, you know, before I left on that hunt, you got to take something with you. What? Cigars. Because when you're all out there and you've been shooting, you know what it's like there, Chief, after you go out there and hunt and get that big elk or whatever, you go out there and you have that cigar afterwards. And the people from Tobacco and Brew got the finest walk-in humidor in the state, if not the whole West, plus Espresso Joe's. And Joe and Shelley, who do so much for our community, also give discounts to veterans. So all those things are the reasons to go to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And you know what? They have supported our show. Sponsors that support KCNR are, you know, believe in what we're doing. And you should believe in them. You should go on out and frequent those
shop
people.
Shop local, stay local.
In
That's
fact,
how we support
the,
ourselves.
The deli next door.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Brought in.
She came in this morning.
Bread.
She
Great.
Said Trudy came. She said Trudy came by. And, you know, of course, Trudy Pratt has a show here on Saturdays. Dr. Trudy Pratt. We go to Trudy. Some great chiropractor, naturopathic doctor, and so on and so forth. So she must have gone over next door. So the lady just came by. I was out in the front. And she said, we just made some fresh pumpkin bread. Here, would you like, we'd like to bring this over for you guys. You know, I thought, how do you see? That's neighborly.
Yeah, and that's our deli right next door, right next to the station here at 1326 Market Street. Okay, Chief
Peter
Hansen.
Do you bake?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, you said me. I mean, some guys like to bake.
No.
Okay.
All right, we're going back to the...
well?
Okay, realignment. All right. We're bringing in all these people. And the idea is that right here, as they're being sentenced right here, they stay here instead of going off to prison.
Yes.
We put them into programs. Do you take volunteers to help, like mentors and these?
You know, I think they do. The best person to contact on that is either going to be Wes Foreman, who's the chief probation officer, and he connect people that would he would be able to connect people that want to volunteer their services to help out with either mentoring programs or job placement or those sorts of things, you know, together. Marta McKenzie, that runs the Shasta County Health and Human Services, might be another good resource for a contact because she'll be, you know, directing a lot of the programs and treatment issues and things. So those are two
so people
really good
wanted
people
to volunteer
to
talk to.
You know,
okay.
And I know there's a program here in Shasta County. Larry Schallers, former undersheriff, is very involved, called Restoration Enterprises. And I know there's chaplains, and I know there's people that go to the jail to start providing, you know, GED classes for people. So that is an effort that would be very much appreciated. So if people are interested, you know, certainly call the sheriff, the chief probation officer, or Health and Human Services Director.
I agree with you 1,000%, and every other one that's coming, public defender, the DA's coming in. If we can catch, you know, putting the money and the effort into the kids and trying to break that cycle early. Because, you know, frankly, there's a 70% recidivism rate for a reason. And it's not just because, oh, gee, we didn't give them send them to school.
No,
there's other reasons there, too.
Yeah. If you take a person out of an environment where he's committed a crime and you put him in prison for a few years and you put him right back in the same environment,
yeah,
you're probably going to get the same result. So the idea is, okay, how do we change that dynamic? How do we, there's lots of proven methods. They're called evidence-based practices that the county employs to, you know, change these things. The addicted offender program is one of them. But if you put the guy back in the same environment and you expect a different result, you know, somebody said that was insanity.
Yeah,
right?
That's the definition of insanity. Yeah. Keep doing the same thing. Yeah. Every time, the same way, and expect a different result.
I doubt we're going to cut the recidivism rate in half, but gosh, if we can lower it by, you know, 10 or 15% or something, that would be tremendous.
So it'd be a 15% reduction in the number of people in jail.
Right.
Okay. So when's this? We've got the plan. We've started to have, I know we've probably started to have people coming in. And when do they start sentencing? Is that started already?
Yeah, the sentencing has started. So people in our court system are already under the new guidelines. We've been getting notifications for about 2 or 3 months from the Department of Corrections about who's coming. I'm just not sure if they've actually physically arrived
yet.
Well,
if we don't have the money and the jail cell's not open, I mean, the third floor's not open yet, it's going to take months. But we're already sentencing people to this kind of, from right here in the city, in the community. We don't have any room to incarcerate them. Do we have, like, a priority of who gets incarcerated now in the first two floors?
Yeah, and that's part of that assessment that'll go on in terms of, you know, who is highest at risk to reoffend. And you have to balance that by who's in custody now, how much of a risk they are. And the reality is, because of the jail is not overcrowded, it's just full. And they have to make determinations every day about risk to the community, so they're keeping violent people in there. And by definition, these folks we're talking about are not going to be violent.
Based on their last offense.
That's correct.
Based on their last offense.
Correct.
And since they plea bargained down 90% of them, according to the public defender, that could be somebody...
Based on their conviction, not what they're charged with.
No, either. That's true.
Based on their conviction.
So if you've got somebody that's got a violent convictions in his past, that means he's had plenty of opportunities. So this one, like you said, could be a housebreaking incident.
Yeah, might be. So, you know, one of the questions that we chatted about here, you know, what's going to be the impact on crime?
Yeah.
And
yes.
These group of offenders typically are, you know, drug offenders and property crime offenders. And that's what, particularly in property crime, which affects the largest number of people in our community in terms of being victimized. Because violent crime is fairly low here, but property crime is high. And these are the people that we're putting back out. So I would estimate that we might see an increase in property crimes. And I was just showing you a chart after during the break about, you know, the incarceration rates in California. It really climbed for the last 20 years, and
this was a great chart. I mean, this was just a simply drawn one, and we're going to get to that right after this break too, okay. Because you need to, you know, we need to have the chief can explain this to us when we get back, but it is astounding.
Going to take a break here, KCNR 1460. Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:54 in the morning, October 13th. You can stand me. Guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Hey, I want to remind you tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. You know, I don't know what happened to our interview. A lot of things that, you know, we schedule with special authors that are coming out. So, you know, they may have had a date, or we may have had a date that was confused with the John Carter Cash. But that will be coming up because I know he's got a new book out. We have all the New York Times and stuff on that. I want to remind you tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, I am going to have some incredible ticket giveaways. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of information, what's going on in town. And we got a question from the chat pack.
We do. And tomorrow, our guest will be Kurt Starman. So we want to talk to Kurt about, you know, city manager, about the plan, this one here, and what, you know, possible impacts it could have. We want to talk about the new police chief, you know, how that happened, and all the other things that are going on in our city right now. And Kurt's a great guy to have on here to talk about it. We have a question about orange jumpsuits. They're seeing a lot of people in orange jumpsuits lately. Are these like work release programs or something else?
I don't know. That's a good question for Sheriff Vasenko, but okay. I don't know anything about that.
All right, let's go back to this chart you showed me, and it is awesome.
Yeah, real quick, you know, basically, so Linda can see what I'm talking about. Over the last 20 plus years in California, the incarceration rates have climbed to its highest point in history. That's why we're having the overcrowding problems in prisons and the federal lawsuit and all that kind of stuff. Coincidentally, at the same time, over the last 20 years, because of a lot of reasons, the crime rate has gone down significantly. Tougher laws, you know, and there's lots of things that cause crime, but really
more people in jail that were committing the crimes.
Is, you know, a lot of people have been locked up that were committing the crimes for a longer period of times, three strikes, those sorts of things. Well, this is going to change dramatically. It's going to drop suddenly. We're going to release 35 to 40,000 inmates in the next couple of years. That's going to drop. So, you know, what's going to happen to the crime rate? You know, I expect it to rise, particularly in those areas of crime, property crimes and those sorts of things. I think it's just sort of inevitable.
You see this as kind of a catch-22, a cyclical thing, where because we've been incarcerating the bad guys for longer times,
right,
the crime rate has dropped, and right, the laws have gotten harder, and maybe, you know, whatever. And then now that we're turning them loose, now the crime rate's going to go back up again. To it meets in the middle to that one spot where you have, you know, the crime rate and incarceration rate are kind of like right, along the same same axis there, but then the crime rate's going to start going back.
And so what will happen is that the pendulum will swing the other way, and people will want tougher laws or, you know, authorize the construction of new prisons or things like that. You know, we have a very large state with a very high population, and you know, a lot of people that do some bad things. And you know, sometimes the only thing that does work is incarceration. But we do need to sort of change tactics here a little bit.
Well, it has.
And that's the key. We can't just keep, you know.
I agree. I think the way we choose people, though, you know, to be turned loose, I really think we should look at the whole person and not just his last or her last offense, because we could be turning people loose. It's like being out, like the Record Searchlight found out on the fire lines. You had some really heavy duty felons out there. When they identified it, the guy just left.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
you know, that's what I worry about. You worry about people that sort of, you know, fire camps is a great example because that's fairly close to what's going to be happening here. Instead of going to fire camp, they'll coming back to the community. And you get some pretty bad actors in the fire camps that have done some things. But in general, the majority of the people in the fire camps, you know, want the chance to learn a new skill, want the chance to contribute. They do a great job for the state in terms of fire suppression. We really couldn't function without them.
Right.
So there's a balance in there. But, gosh, that one person can really jeopardize safety.
You know, the other thing, too, Peter, is that this is going to take some time for this to see an impact. And what we're going to do is we're going to be getting 600 back a year, or not sending them away. Essentially, is a lot of them just is that they you know, our latest group, instead of going away to prison, are going to be kept here.
Right.
And what kind of impact is that going to have on our community? And it may not show up for a year.
And that'll be a cycle. It won't be 600 additional each year. It'll be about 600 because of people going in and out. And typically, people who would come back and normally be on parole won't be on parole anymore. They would be on county supervision. And the key thing is so that we need to increase the probation department so that we can actually supervise these folks. And that's a key to success.
Yeah, it's supervision on it.
Yeah.
Programs. Well, and first thing would probably be is some money from the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's coming. The bill passed. It's going to come. Again, the key thing is July. What's going to happen in July when this bill runs out and the realignment is still happening? Are the funds going to be there to support? Is the shifting of the funds going to be there to support local efforts? So we'll see.
We'll see. And now, we'll see. You know, next week we're going to have, I think, your one of your heads up your gang unit is going to be in here next week. We're going to talk gangs, specifically gangs, with a lot of things that have been going on.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we get the our new chief, we hope you have him on. You know, we can rearrange our schedule
in November. So that's just less than a month away.
Yeah,
he's coming on.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to be back on November 10th.
That's
so we're
right.
Hoping by then I'll be able to bring a guest and we'll do some introductions and that'll be a good thing.
That'll be good. And right. I understand there's going to be some other announcements today by people.
So I understand.
And I mean, it's not a secret, obviously. If he's going to do it at 9 o'clock.
That's what I understand.
Well, let's wait till that person actually.
Yeah, we don't want to jump the gun.
No, yeah, we don't want to jump the gun. Might be something at City Hall today announced or something.
No, the County Board of Supervisors.
Oh, okay. We'll be hearing something.
Board of Supervisors is going to be an announcement there, so you might want to, you know, calm down. This is going to be a big election year here. This is going to be interesting. And are you going to get in politics at all?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Okay.
But, you know, redistricting has created some opportunities for some of our local politicians to look around. Rick Bassetti's already doing it.
He's pretty serious about it. Okay, we got to run here. Tomorrow, Kurt Starman, Carl and the Bots, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.